We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's go out to Rick Dobnak, the father of Randy Dobnak, who you may know made his major league debut this month. 2 years ago, he was in the Independent League, taking a chance. Very lightly recruited after a good career at South Park, wound up at Alderson Broaddus College, a Division III program in West Virginia, and then wound up in the Independent League, like I said, just taking a shot for a year, and suddenly he shoots up the twin system. He comes up with a go-to pitch as a sinker ball, a one-seam sinker, and next thing you know, he's pitching in the major leagues, and Rick Dobnak and his wife were there to see it. Rick, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Joe. How about yourself?
We're doing great and amazed, like a lot of people in Pittsburgh, by this story. Take us back to even to the South Park days. What did you see in Randy then? What did anybody see in him then that might have indicated that he might someday pitch in the majors?
I would say the thing that comes to mind the most is the fact that he was always driven to, like, accomplish whatever it is he was doing, whether it was schoolwork or, you know, working out for baseball or anything that he would do. You know, he would always give it as much effort as possible. So he never lacked in that department, I could tell you that.
What was it like for you to go see him make his major league debut? A guy from the Independent League, and you and your wife made the trek to Minnesota. What was it like as a dad to watch that, Rick?
That was pretty amazing, I'll tell you the truth. I'd worked 10 hours before the day that he told me. Slept about 4 hours. We hopped in the car and drove all the way to Minneapolis, and we got there about 6:30, and the guy did an interview with us, and everything was just, like, you know, happening, like, fast, really fast.
Rick, what kept him going through those dark days that in the Independent League, it must seem like it's a million miles away? And I know he had his college degree and was prepared to get on with his life's work. I mean, how much time more would he have given it if it hadn't worked out, do you think?
He told me, and I think it's somebody asked him in an interview, and he said he was going to give it maybe 1 or 2 years and see what would happen. And if there was, you know, nothing really was going on, he would, you know, give up playing baseball and take his accounting and business degrees and, you know, get a job somewhere.
And that would have been it? A job in what, accounting?
Yeah, he was probably sat in a cubicle for the next 35 years counting beans.
It sounds like you're taking this pretty much in stride, Rick. I would have been if my kid went from the Independent League to the majors. I mean, your heart must have been jumping out of your chest in Minnesota, was it not, watching him out there?
I would say yes. But his one of his assets is the fact that he's kind of calm and cool and collected, and that's basically all the males in my family are sort of that way. Yes, I'm excited for him. It was phenomenal, and I look forward to seeing him get another opportunity to maybe pitch in Major League Baseball. I guess it's just the way that we are. We're just kind of calm, cool, and collected.
Has he have a pretty good feel that he'll be called up in September 1 and have a chance to be a part of a pennant race?
Ron, I'll tell you, it's hard to say. They don't tell you a whole lot of anything. You know, they don't tell him anything. You know, you guys probably would have a better idea than anybody just by, you know, being in that loop. You know, I'm not in that loop, so I don't know what they think. But I would hope that he gets a call, you know, in September, or at the very least he gets an invite to Major League Camp next spring.
Talking to Rick Dobnak, father of Randy Dobnak, goes from Independent League baseball 2 years ago all the way up to a Major League debut this year. And he has quite a look to him, Rick. He's got the Al Hrabowski Fu Manchu mustache going, the glasses. There's potential here for him to become a folk hero, is there not?
Absolutely. I don't know where he came up with that mustache, but whenever I saw it, I pulled up the Mad Hungarian, a picture of that, and I had texted it to him, and I was like, you look just like this guy, you know? And he never heard of him, but it's kind of cool.
Where did he get this sinker ball, this one-seam sinker? It seems like an unusual pitch.
Well, I was talking to somebody the other day about, like, now baseball is so analytical, and they have all this data and spin rates and drop and movement on your pitches. And I think him being an accountant and being crazy about numbers, he just ate all that information up. And, you know, you can throw a pitch and look at a board, and it tells you exactly what it did, and you can just keep working at it until you get to do what you want it to do. And he calls it a one seam. I actually have never asked him to show me on a ball how he holds it, but, you know, he calls it a one seam fastball, and he throws it, and it sinks down in on a right hander, and it seems like most guys just get on top of it and find it right to the third baseman.
I guess the moral of this story is, if you have a dream, don't give up on it. Don't let somebody tell you what you can't do.
Absolutely, Ron. I mean, he's like the poster child for that. Because, like you said, not drafted, nobody looked at him. He had a couple of people that asked him for information when he was in college for major league teams, but nobody really gave him any kind of a serious look. You know, he's only 6'1". He was probably 215 pounds, very unassuming. You know, so when you're 6'6", you get a lot of looks. When you're 6'1", not so much.
You guys are on the way to Syracuse right now to watch him pitch. You told me earlier it's pretty nice with your schedule. You're an electrician from South Park, so you can pretty much make your own hours and hit the road, right?
Yes, I'm a member of the IBDW. I don't know if you guys know what that is, but I'm an electrician, and you know, the guys that I work for, they understand, obviously, and you know, they're like, hey, whatever you got to do, go ahead and do it. You know, the job's not going to fall apart because I go away for a day or two, you know?
Well, we appreciate the time, man. Enjoy the trip to Syracuse. Is he pitching tonight?
He is pitching tonight. I don't know how far it'll go. Last game he pitched, he only pitched 5 innings, like 73 pitches, and they pulled him out. So I don't know if they're just trying to keep him fresh. You know, like I said, they don't tell you a whole lot. But, yeah, you hope maybe he gets a call-up for September when the rosters expand.
Well, his debut went pretty well. No runs in 4 innings and change. And who knows? Maybe he'll be in the bullpen. Maybe he'll be in the rotation. But we hope to see him back in Minnesota, hopefully pitching in the postseason, Rick. And it's an incredible story.
Here's the crazy part of that story, Joe. Like, he's supposed to get married September 28th. That's the last two games of the regular season for the Twins is the 28th and 29th. So if he does get called up and he is pitching, you know, maybe he has to postpone his wedding or not, or whether they let him go home to get married for a day and come back. Who knows? So that's another crazy spin on this story.
Oh, wait a second. If his wedding is September 28th, shouldn't he have changed it by now, just in case?
That's Fox is his fiance. I try to stay away from brats to be as far as I can.
Well, enjoy it. If the wedding happens on that particular day, and enjoy the ride, Rick, and we appreciate you taking the time.
I was going to say, Ron, is the park open today or not?
Is the what open today?
Is the park open today?
Oh, no. Sorry, folks. Park closed.
Right.
Did you hear that story? Starkey was heartbroken.
I know.
He was heartbroken yesterday.
Yeah, it was a sad story.
We'll make it up this weekend. I'll take the kid to Kennywood this weekend.
Sorry, folks. Park's closed.
There you go.
Thank you, Rick.
All right, Joe. Ron, thank you very much for calling.
Enjoy the ride, my friend.
Yes, sir.
There he goes, Ron. Can you imagine your kid going from independent league ball to the major leagues going to watch him?
I can't even imagine being a number one draft choice and making it to the big leagues. It's such a thrill and a lifelong goal, and to have a kid take his path, it's pretty cool.
And he's getting married September 28th. That's cutting it a little close here.
Maybe.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.